Greetings, I'm Noel Dear. Welcome to today's Daily Devotion. I hope these next few minutes will encourage you as you seek to learn God's Word and abide with Christ. Our focus today is John chapter 6, verses 35 through 40. And in our previous devotion, we heard that Jesus said that he was the bread of God. We saw that in verse 33. Now, today, Jesus is going to expand on that, and he's going to begin with this very important, this amazing statement about his identity. Look at verse 35. I am the bread of life, Jesus told them. No one who comes to me will ever be hungry, and no one who believes in me will ever be thirsty again. So Jesus says, I am the bread of life. This is a very important statement. It's rich in meaning. And really, to understand it fully, we have to go back to something we read in the Old Testament. When God the Father introduced himself to Moses in Exodus chapter 3, verse 14, here's what he said. God replied to Moses, I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites, I am has sent me to you. Now, what God the Father is doing in that phrase, I am, is he is pointing to his eternal existence. He says, just call me, I am. Now, this would have been very familiar to the Jews. So Jesus is going to take this familiar expression and he will use it seven times in the Gospel of John to describe and identify himself as God the Son. So here he says, I am the bread of life. Later in the Gospel of John, we'll read him saying, I am the light of the world. He'll say, I am the door of the sheep. He'll say, I am the good shepherd. He'll say, I am the resurrection and the life. He'll say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He'll say, I am the true vine. And so we see the first of those seven statements right here in our passage today. Now, what does it mean when he says, I am the bread of life? Well, he is the sustenance of life. He is the source of strength. He is the key to life, to continual life, and to eternal life. He satisfies us. Now, another thing to see here, and we're going to come back to all of these themes throughout this devotion and tomorrow's devotion, but he uses two words here in this verse to describe our part in salvation. If you look back at the verse, he says, no one who comes to me will ever be hungry, and no one who believes in me will ever be thirsty. So he says, comes to me, believes in me. What do those mean? Well, comes to me means to depart from a life of sin and submit to Christ. To come to Jesus means to leave our sin and embrace Christ. To believe means that we trust in the work of Christ, not in our own works for salvation. This is the same as what we read in Acts chapter 2. Repent and believe. Repent, come to me, and believe, trust in me. Look at verse 36 and 37. But as I told you, you've seen me, and yet you do not believe. Everyone the Father gives me will come to me. The one who comes to me, I will never cast out. Now, this verse covers three important themes. First of all, salvation begins with the sovereign love of the Father. It is the Father who gives believers to the Son. The Father is the initiator of our salvation. The second theme is that Jesus accepts all who come to him. Verse 37 states emphatically that Christ will never reject anyone who sincerely and submissively comes to him. Now, I know that theme one and theme two together can create some confusion sometimes. The best way to understand the tension between God's role and man's role in the initiation of salvation is to see it as an inscrutable truth and then just embrace all of what God's word reveals. John MacArthur, one well-known Bible teacher, says about this verse these things. Here again is the incomprehensible, at least to the human mind, interplay, the incomprehensible interplay between divine sovereignty, that means God is in control, and human responsibility, that means we must make a choice. Only those, he goes on to say, only those given to the Son by the Father will come to him. Yet all who are thirsty may come, and anyone who wishes may take the water of life without cost. That's from Revelation 22:7. He goes on to say, though they seem impossible to harmonize, there is no conflict between those truths in the infinite mind of God. When it comes right down to it, we must just accept all that God's word says and trust God to reconcile anything that may create tension in our minds. Now, there's a third theme. Jesus's acceptance is forever. Once Jesus accepts you, that embrace, that acceptance is forever. He says here in this verse, I will never cast you out. Now, he'll explain that further in the next verses. Let's continue to read. Verse 38, for I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. So the Father and Son work in perfect harmony. Verse 39, this is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose none of those he has given me, but should raise them up on the last day. This reminds me of what Jesus will say when we get to John 10:29. He'll say, my Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hands. So once we are children of God, we will always be children of God. Jesus protects those who are his. Look at verse 40. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him will have eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. All those who are among this group of believers can be assured of God's promise of eternal life. Christ will not let his people be overcome by Satan. They will not be lost, and he will raise them up on that last day. And that is a great encouragement. We'll see more tomorrow, but friends, thanks for watching or listening. If you're on YouTube, please hit the like and subscribe buttons. On your favorite podcasting app, just search for Pastor Noel's Daily Devotions. I hope you have a great day as you endeavor to abide in Christ.